From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in Northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura. Taimba Jess is an African-American poet from Detroit. He recently won a Pulitzer for his collection of poetry called Olio. The poems are inspired by blackface minstrel shows. They were variety acts, skits, dances, music, comedy, and they were popular in the 1800s and well into the 1900s. Performers would paint their faces black and act out routines that often denigrated African Americans.
Well, Deborah, how would you like to go to work for me?
Yes, ma'am. How much you gonna pay me, I hope?
Well, let's see now. I'll pay you all your worth.
No, ma'am. I gotta have some money.
And it was based upon making caricatures of African Americans for the edification of mostly white audiences.
That's Taimba Jess at a poetry reading last week at Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Caricatures have depth. They have multiple dimensions, right? A caricature, you only show one side of a person. They're oafish, or they're silly, or they're dumb, etc. A character, you see multiple sides of their humanity.
Olio has characters. Jess paints a full picture of African-American performers during the height of blackface minstrel shows. Performers that few people, including Jess, had heard of. And he was frustrated by that. Folks like blind Tom Wiggins, a pianist who earned his master $1 million with his musical ability. And the McCoy twins, Millie and Christine, who were conjoined. They were leased by their owner to traveling shows around the country. Now, they're in a series of poems.
We're fused in blood and body from one thrum stem, budding twin blooms of song. We're a double rose grown from hard labor that made our mother shout, spent with awe. We hymn to pay soft homage, born of and beyond the flesh. We are just two women singing truths we can't forget.
Jess tells us how the conjoined twins were often rudely inspected by hordes of doctors whenever they were taken to a new town, how they were kidnapped and shipped to England before being brought back to enslavement in America, and how eventually, once emancipated, they earned enough money through their performances to buy the land where they and their family had been slaves.
We make greenbacks with dimes hoarded by pinching francs and pounds for our folks. Thus, we buy liberation against servitude. We sing freedom bound, and we know the cost. We've overcome from the root of our guts. We give back with duets all mingled up to heaven. We've bought land that once enslaved our parents with duets all mingled up to heaven. It's not easy to find that history in the creative literature, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? So it became a calling for me because it's territory that hasn't really been explored a whole lot.
They're also wonderfully accessible and musical and empathetic and moving.
Wesley McNair is a former poet laureate of Maine. This year, he served on the Pulitzer jury for poetry and recommended Olio to the Pulitzer board. McNair says there are obvious themes of race and social justice in Olio, but he says there's more than that.
There's another very important theme in Olio, I think, that's hardly mentioned, and that is the unique freedom of art, which allowed black performers like the McCoy sisters to free themselves through artistic expression, even in the face of their oppression.
Taimba Jess's book of poetry is bigger and thicker than a conventional collection of poetry, and it's meant to be played with.
That's simple. Are there any tears there on the page? You're shaking your head. I need to hear you. It's the radio.
No, there isn't.
There you go.
The book has perforated, fold-out pages. Jess is tearing one out. And he likes to do this whenever he's in front of an audience.
So that people will see that I'm not afraid to deconstruct the book, so you should not be afraid as well.
Jess says tearing off and reconstructing the pages of the book is symbolic. It's part of a bigger message.
That is what this enterprise is about. It's about deconstructing our received history and reconstructing it in a way through poems and through prose, in a way that helps us better understand it.
During the second part of minstrel shows, there was this variety act called the Olio. That's where Taimba Jess got the name for this Pulitzer-winning book. Olio is a variety act, with songs, sonnets, letters, and interviews. And on its pages, these African-American performers finally take the stage as the full-fledged characters they were. For more info on Taimba Jess, head over to our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dan Wanshura, and this is Interlochen Public Radio.